sense, ladies and gentlemen. We still need to be motivated, inspired, refreshed. I have some conversations that I had previously that will help us do just that. Be motivated, inspired, and refreshed. One from Dr. Christopher McKinney, who's going to have us motivated about business and innovations. And the other one by Dr. Dorothy B. Gandy, who's going to inspire us with regards to living in general. Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It is good to have you all with us. And I tell you what, time for some more motivation. That's right, another motivational moment combined with business matters. We have Dr. Christopher McKinney with us again. It has been too long. Dr. McKinney, how have you been?
I've been great. Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. You know, it has been a while, and I'm pretty sure that we have some people listening now who may not have heard any of our previous conversations. So for their benefit, also maybe for the benefit of the people who are saying, yeah, I remember the name, but would you share with us what your position is at Augusta University?
Sure. I work at AU as an associate vice president in charge of innovation commercialization. In the innovation commercialization shop, we help to take new inventions developed at our university out to the marketplace. It's pretty fun stuff, whether it's medical or educational or all across the entire university. It's a very rewarding business we're in.
I tell you what, it is rewarding. I know it's exciting to me just looking from the outside. I'm curious, when you read about, talk with, hear about people who have ideas that maybe could go to market, what do you find to be some of the obstacles that a lot of them find themselves dealing with?
I think one of the big challenges is to connect an idea with a need. At the end of the day, there are a lot of good ideas and we love them. There's also the need to connect those ideas with an application. What can you do? What is the market need? What is the market opportunity? And that's one of the bigger challenges we really have in our business too, is making sure those connections happen and helping to directly influence them.
So I guess this can go both ways then. You have people who have some great ideas. It may not be able to do anything in the market, and they go gung-ho, full speed ahead, trying to make it happen anyway. Then you have some who have some good ideas that could work if they connected with the right people, but for whatever reason, they just kind of sit on their ideas?
Sure, and our job is to try to help on both ends of that equation, as it were. When you think about good ideas that may not have a market yet, that isn't necessarily a no, let's not pursue this. Oftentimes, it's a, well, how about doing this, 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 and this, or looking at steps to get to that market. So it's, you know, there's very rarely a case you say, this idea has no future. Actually, what you see more often is this idea has a future, but it may be we have to take steps A, B, and C to get to that future.
Now, steps A, B, and C, are there typically steps A, B, and C that need to be followed? Do you find that it's just all over the place?
It's pretty varied as to what those steps might be. For example, suppose someone has an idea for a new device that could be used in a medical application. One of those steps, A, B, or C, could be prototyping in order to see if that device might actually function. Another step is to look at the Food and Drug Administration regulatory landscape as to whether you could get FDA approval if you needed it. Another may be just simply having the chance to work on underlying software for that device. I mean, there are various steps that might need to be taken to really see if it has a future.
Gotcha. And so do we find that the potential inventor, the potential entrepreneur is going to have to exercise some patience with this?
You bet. Patience is a big part of the business, as is effort, as is energy. So it's not only a matter of being patient and knowing this will take some time, it's also a matter of knowing you as an innovator are going to be personally involved in helping to push this forward.
Interesting. So from initial concept to market, what generally takes place?
From initial concept to market, you generally look first at, again, seeing if you can connect that idea to a market need. You would look oftentimes at what's the stage of development of the innovation, as that is, how much does it need to be developed further. And in the case of a university, that's usually a waste because we tend to do more basic or fundamental research. Gotcha. So much of our research needs quite a bit more work to become applied and market ready. You oftentimes have to look, especially in healthcare, at FDA approval processes, which can be pretty lengthy and expensive. In many cases, you're going to want to partner with others. Could be part of that process. You don't generally go it alone. A lot of times you'll tend to work with an existing company in that field, or if you start a company, you're still going to partner with other people to help take the innovation forward.
Gotcha. And partnering, because you're looking for skills that you may not have, you're looking for financial resources.
Both of those things. You're looking for a complementary partner who brings skills, capabilities, perhaps even complementary innovations to the game. And in fact, that's one theme I wanted to mention, is that increasingly university innovations that could become great commercial products and services are actually co-developed with industry partners.
Interesting. Okay. And so are there rules of thumb to go by when trying to find, quote unquote, the right partner?
I think there are a few. I think certainly you look for a synergy, a sense that 1 + 1 = 3. You want to partner with people who don't just add but multiply your effectiveness. Another is that you want to be patient to find the right partner. It's better to spend a little more time and get the right partner than to launch off with the wrong one, because reversing course is hard. Mm. Another is you're looking for a partner who you believe has connections to the marketplace, connections in that technology space, connections even to prospective managers and leaders in that enterprise. All of those are things you want to see in a partner. That's part of that complementarity we're talking about.
Gotcha. Okay. And so one of the things that we do then is we take a look at the needs. Do you find that a lot of innovators really have a good understanding of how to test the market, how to determine if there is a need?
Some do, especially the serial entrepreneurs, and some, it's kind of a foreign subject, but that's okay, because many of our innovators, their career is built on science and doing the fundamental research that helps create that potential future. And so we try to complement that with our skill set in looking at the market and bringing the market to our innovators. So in some ways you could say, yes, it may not always be the most common skill set among innovators, but it definitely exists in some. And yet really our role is to help bring it together.
So one of the things that I'm curious about when it comes to the potential partnership, is it necessarily true that the potential partner needs to be someone who is geographically close to that innovator? Or would it work if they're 2 hours away, 3 hours away?
I've seen both work. I've seen partners just down the street. I've seen partners in a different country.
Wow.
Now, if you're talking about tenancies, I would say closer tends to be better, just because it's easier to work on things. But in today's Internet of Things world, it's increasingly simpler to collaborate over longer distances.
Gotcha. And so if someone is trying to eventually take something to the market that they know they're going to want to have some kind of global reach, is it in their better interest to at least consider someone who is out of country, maybe in a country that they're thinking about expanding to eventually?
It really depends on the company, because some companies that have a large U.S. presence also have a large global presence. So working with the U.S. operation, you really get the global operation. Depending on the type of innovation, it may be good to go directly in country to a partner. It depends on the innovation, depends on the timing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our guest, who is really shedding a lot of light, and I can tell you, inspiring us along the way, is Dr. Chris McKinney. He and I will be back in just a minute.